I'm Tommy McNeil. Interpol's General Assembly voted Wednesday to make South Korea's Kim Jong-yang its new president. Kim had been serving as the organization's acting president and will serve a two-year term. He replaces China's Ming Hung-wei, who disappeared while visiting his native country in late September and was later said to be detained on bribery allegations. Ahead of the vote, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo strongly endorsed Kim to win. And President Donald Trump Tuesday said that he has determined that it is best for the United States to remain a steadfast partner with Saudi Arabia, despite accusations the Crown Prince ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
We're not going to give up hundreds of billions of dollars in orders and let Russia, China, and everybody else have them. It's all about, for me, very simple. It's America first. Saudi Arabia, if we broke with them, I think your oil prices would go through the roof. I've kept them down. They've helped me keep them down. Right now we have low oil prices, or relatively. I'd like to see it go down even lower. But I think that it's a very simple equation for me. I'm about make America great again, and I'm about America first.
Mr. Trump acknowledged that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman may have had knowledge of Khashoggi's murder at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, but views Riyadh as a counterweight to Iran's influence in the region. Abandoning the Saudi kingdom would be, in his words, a terrible mistake. The Saudi Crown Prince has repeatedly denied having any knowledge of the killing. The Central Intelligence Agency said it believes it was ordered directly by the Crown Prince. Mike Pompeo said that it is important to maintain close ties with Riyadh as a way to protect America's vital national security interest. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. As the Northern California campfire that's killed 81 winds down, officials and locals have been struggling to find their families, friends, and neighbors among the almost 900 people authorities say are still missing. The official list of missing persons has drawn incredulous reactions from observers having trouble understanding the size of the number or why it fluctuates by hundreds from day to day. Over the weekend, the number surpassed 1,200 before dropping back down to its current count. Part of why the number of missing has gone up and down so dramatically is that the list is more of a crude working estimate than an official headcount. In the Afghan capital Kabul, Tuesday, a suicide bomber blew himself up in a banquet hall where Islamic religious scholars gathered, killing at least 50 people. Abdul Qayyim, a witness, said that he was with friends near the Uranus wedding hall when a huge blast occurred. He saw many people on the ground. Most of his friends were hurt by the blast. Dozens were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The Taliban insurgency was quick to deny its involvement. President Ashraf Ghani called the attack un-Islamic and unforgivable. A U.S. federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to free about 100 Iraqi immigrants it has been holding for more than 6 months for deportation. Judge Mark Goldsmith chided the government for what he called its ignoble behavior and for making false statements in the case. Judge also said he would announce sanctions against the government in a separate ruling. The Trump administration last year began rounding up Iraqis with criminal records who have been allowed to live in the United States or overstayed their visas. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Tuesday told South Korea it should keep the pace of its normalization of ties with North Korea to the steps Pyongyang takes to denuclearize.
We have made clear to the Republic of Korea that we do want to make sure that peace on the peninsula and the denuclearization of North Korea aren't lagging behind the increase in the amount of interrelationship between the two Koreas. We view them as tandem, as moving forward together. We view them as important parallel processes, and that working group is designed to make sure they continue to remain that way.
The South Korean news agency, quoting the foreign ministry, said Seoul and Washington will continue close coordination and cooperation. And a senior Trump administration official says tough U.S. sanctions reimposed on Iran earlier this month have been effective, with almost entire compliance from the international community. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Best music.